Music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric.
Eric, how's your sabbatical been?
Logan, I never heard it called a sabbatical. I thought we just forgot to record for several months.
From my calculations, we have not recorded in like 4 months.
And before that?
Like 4 months.
Oh, so we haven't even taken a whole year off?
We're on a regular upload schedule now. It's just a 4 month waiting period between episodes to make sure the quality assurance standard thing stays good.
They keep getting hung up in our quality assurance department.
You'll notice that my way with words has not changed a bit since last we recorded.
Logan, how you been?
Impeccable as ever. I've been swell, Eric, to tell you the truth. Got my driver's license the other day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Driving all over creation.
Logan, I like to say it's a license to learn.
I know you do. It's been honestly bothering me a little bit.
It's the term.
The term. Yeah, not the license, the term.
Well,
those terms and conditions are not those which I apply.
Something to be taken very seriously.
Not apply. Agree to. That's it.
So, yeah. What else can I tell you?
Do you have any new things in your life from the past 4 months that we haven't recorded?
Since we last spoke, we celebrated a nice holiday season.
Yes.
We got to see a lot of family and friends. And, you know, I feel like the holidays generally really bring out the best in people, while at the same time sometimes bring out the worst in people.
Yeah, I was kind of with in and without these holidays this year.
You know,
I was kind of sneaking in a Gatsby reference there, but
it's a bittersweet farewell to the holiday season.
What, mid-January?
Yeah.
I feel like the holidays ended on December 26th, if I'm going to be completely frank with you.
Well, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Where'd my congratulations card go?
Who congratulated you? And on what?
I got a congratulations card about my license.
Oh.
And I see it's not on my desk anymore. So where'd
Interesting.
It go?
So the case of the missing greeting card.
Could have sworn I put it there. But that's
you know
a
what,
conversation
Logan?
For another time, I guess.
I suppose so.
It didn't fall. We'll see.
So
I might know where it is.
You still fully committed to the Apple lines?
Oh my god. Okay, so I bought a Note 20 Ultra the other day. And I've been waiting all day for it to arrive because I'm going to switch to Samsung to see if I like it. And it was in New Jersey. And I don't even know where it is now.
Well, what are you going to do, right?
It's a waiting game.
So you're coming over to the dark side.
Maybe.
I think you're going to have...
Your phone is pretty old, though. It's an S10e.
You're going to have several years of regret under your belt after you turn this puppy on.
Why?
That you didn't switch over sooner.
Oh, I thought you meant I'm just going to regret having a Samsung for several years.
Oh, no.
We've made significant upgrades to our studio since last we spoke. We have a new monitor.
Yeah, I see that.
We have a dual display setup.
New
now,
microphones?
Single display. No.
New software?
Updated.
All right.
I'll take it.
Well, that's great. Who are we talking about this week?
Okay, well, we'll stop with the conversation then. And yeah, that's it. We are talking about Outkast.
Outkast.
Yeah, sometimes written as Outkast with a capital K.
Yeah.
And a capital O. But we're talking about Outkast with a capital O. Same thing.
Is it a band or is that a person's name?
It's a duo.
Like Cher.
It's a duo.
Cher. Oh, it is?
Outkast were an American hip-hop duo formed in 1992 in East Point, Georgia, consisting of Atlanta-based rappers Andre 3000 Benjamin, formerly known as Dre.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, and Antoine Big Boy Patton.
No, that's different than Dr. Dre.
Correct.
Anton 3000? What's his name?
Andre 3000 Benjamin.
Okay.
And then Antoine Big Boy Patton. Big Boy B-O-I.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why
not, right?
So They're not still together?
I guess not.
Are they still among the living, Logan?
I haven't looked into it. If we're going to be completely honest, I was looking into the band, not the members.
We should probably get to the bottom of that just to properly honor these fellas who made some really fun music from what I recall.
Let's see. I mean, I would assume they're still alive. Let's see. Andre 3000? Alive.
All right.
Big Boy? Alive.
Oh, we're two for two.
Big Boy's 46 and Andre 3000 is 46 as well. Did I just read both twice?
All right. Nope.
No, they're the same age.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
That is really cool. I'm happy to hear about that. I hope they're doing well.
Yeah. The group is widely recognized for their intricate lyricism, memorable melodies, and positive messages, and is often regarded as one of the greatest and most influential hip-hop acts of all time.
What's the expression I'm going for? Not surprising. Yeah, not surprising.
The duo achieved both critical acclaim and commercial success from the mid-1990s to the early 2000s, helping to popularize Southern hip-hop while experimenting with diverse genres such as funk, psychedelia, jazz, and techno. Benjamin and Patton, or Andre 3000 and Big Boy, formed the group as high school students in 1992. Outkast released their debut album, which is an incredibly long name that I would be surprised if you could pronounce, Eric, in 1994, which gained popularity after the single Player's Ball reached number one on the Billboard Hot Rap Tracks chart.
How does that one go?
Player's Ball?
Yeah.
Let's find a sample for you guys.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't really care if we're not.
Whoa.
I said it.
Logan has developed quite a rebellious streak in the last 4 months.
Here is... Here is the beginning to Player's Ball.
Nice.
Digging the beat. Digging the beat. Okay. What do people say?
They drop a beat. Is that what people do sometimes? They drop a beat.
Well, beat drop is when the song gets really hype.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I forgot to mention track at all, track and field, but that's a conversation for another time, I guess.
You're enjoying
it. I just want to be able to toot my own horn to the public, so we could do that in a little later. But the duo is one of the most successful hip-hop groups of all time, having received 6 Grammy Awards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's at least 2. Rolling Stone ranked them number 7 on its list of 20 greatest duos of all time. Regardless, or as you like to joke around and say, irregardless.
Mayhaps
indeed. Interesting. irregardless, or regardless, correctly, of whether it was hip-hop or not. Between 6 studio albums and a greatest hits record, Outkast has sold over 25 million records. That's at least 2, again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at least
That's
2 records.
That's great. It's 6 more Grammys than I have, by the way.
Well, I had 1, but...
Oh, no, too soon.
Yeah. And that's all I know. That's all I got.
That's great. Wow, you seem to be a really big Outkast fan.
Oh, yeah.
Are they the hip-hop duo that did Hey Ya?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we should recommend that one.
It's pronounced Ya.
Is that
Not
their...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that their most commercially successful song?
Maybe, but they definitely have some other big
some other toe
heavy
tappers.
Hitters.
1, 2, 3. Yes.
The beginning of Hey Ya.
Oh,
I think
yeah, we really
that.
Enjoyed that song back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah. How could you not just stand up and start dancing?
I have some song recommendations that I think... No, Hey Ya was in 2003, but I have some song recommendations that I think will really capture the essence of Outkast without giving too much away.
And will be easier for our listeners to click on these links than it had previously been?
Yes.
It will lead
link,
them to
I'll link
what?
Everything. YouTube.
The YouTube?
Yeah, I'll just link it to YouTube. I have the beginning of Ain't No Thang, which is one of my first recommendations.
I'm going to guess this is going to appeal to some of our audience, not necessarily 100% of it.
You want me to skip ahead?
Yeah, I like the beat drop.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
We have a very popular song of theirs. Eric, when I play it, I bet you'll know what it is.
Oh, yeah? Is this from the Beatles' The White Album?
Yes. Yeah. Mamas. It's Miss Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yeah, I know, easily confused.
I am for real.
Tracks from the Beatles' White Album. And then we have Hey Ya, and then two more songs, which I won't play because playing songs is kind of played out already. But we have Roses and So Fresh, So Clean. I will link all of those songs in the description below for your auditory enjoyment.
Logan.
Yeah.
They are a hip-hop duo.
Hey, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Peter, yeah. Paul, and Mary was a trio.
Three names.
What do you call the Beatles?
A quartet.
A quartet seems to me...
Supergroup? No.
It became it. But no, a quartet, I suppose. Sure. I wanted to remind everyone.
Technically, a more classical term.
For those of you who have not seen it.
Oh my God.
The new Beatles documentary playing on Disney Plus titled Get Back is just splendid.
Is it worth the watch?
It is the greatest 8.5 hours you will ever spend.
Oh my God.
I've said it before to many people, anyone who will listen, quite frankly. I'll say it again. Check out the Beatles doc.
Okay. I will do. Yeah, will do.
It's phenomenal.
I just said it differently.
I can't understate this. Or overstate it, actually.
I bet you could
overstate it. I can understate it. I will not overstate it.
I bet you could overstate it. You kind of seems like you have.
Oh gosh.
Since no one's interested in talking to you about it. I have another conversation topic per se.
Okay.
How familiar are you with indoor track and field?
I have a couple children who participate in the sport, coincidentally. So
give me their numbers because also participate.
I've seen a few indoor track meets in my day. However, recently when I've tried to attend, doors are locked to outside spectators thanks to the ongoing pandemic.
We're
all feeling the effects of.
What pandemic?
Right, exactly.
Seriously, what?
Logan.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Okay, and? So... Track and field. Gotta love it, gotta hate it, right?
What are you, more of a short sprinter type, middle distance sprinter type, distance indoor tracker?
No.
Thrower, are you a thrower?
No,
Logan?
I'm not a thrower.
Jumper?
No.
You ever hear of the discus?
I've heard of the discus, which is a spring track, usually field event, but I'm a short to mid distance sprinter, participating mainly in the 55 dash and
yards
300
or meters.
Meters.
Yeah.
The 300 meter dash and the 4x200 meter dash, and once this season the 4x4. Though I didn't perform spectacularly well compared to last year. I don't know what that was. You have like a seizure in front of me trying to get me to speed up. Like, no. But I don't know. The season's going pretty well. So, sorry, I was just too slow for you, I guess. You just started, like, shaking your hands and everything at me. Oh, that sounds so natural. Your response?
None.
Okay. I mean, we have real or fake to do. We just knocked that out.
I told you earlier, I'm going to real or fake your socks off.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to reel and fake those socks off. So.
Batter up.
Hey, yeah. Do you want to go first?
Whatever you like.
Okay, you can go first.
Okay. Logan, welcome once again to Real or Fake, a signature episode of whatever this podcast is called.
Segment, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Logan and I are each going to read a story to the other, or paraphrase it, because I don't like to read it. One is real.
I mean, you'll be reading it either way.
One is fake.
It's quoting and paraphrasing.
And then, in this particular case, when I hit Logan with these two, he won't be able to properly decide which is real, which is fake. And we'll see how it goes when he reads or paraphrases his.
Okay.
I like to keep a theme. Today, the theme is young people doing good in the community.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple of teen or preteen lifesavers, as it were. The first, Logan, is a heartwarming story about a sixth grader from the middle of our country, Oklahoma, named Davion Johnson. He is being honored this week, actually just a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
For saving not one, but two people in one day, saving two lives in one day, in totally unrelated circumstances.
Really?
He was attending school like any good sixth grader should, and saw a classmate choking, believe it or not, choking on the top of a water bottle, because he was trying to use his teeth to remove the water bottle top.
Classic.
Gave him immediately administered abdominal thrusts, sometimes commonly referred to as the Heimlich maneuver, that he had recently learned on the YouTube. He recommends to everyone, check out CPR and life-saving techniques on YouTube if you can't get yourself enrolled in real class.
Okay.
He went about his day after saving his classmate's life. I think he was walking home from school and saw a house on fire and a woman, elderly woman, struggling to get off her front steps with her walker. And he leapt up on the steps and escorted her down because he said she looked like she was moving way too slow. And he helped her to her truck where she fled to safety.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think that second story.
They're both the same story.
Oh, never mind.
Both the same story. He's a two for one.
Okay.
That's story numero uno. Sixth grader, which gave Heimlich and then saved a woman from a fire.
Okay.
Story number two. Logan, are you familiar with Germany?
I barely know her.
Perhaps you've heard of... You okay? You leaving the studio?
I'm fine.
What's going on?
I'm just looking for something. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I found my congratulations card.
Oh, that's great. Logan, we're talking now in the second half of this first half of the segment. 15-year-old Suzette Herlesberg. Herlesberg from Munich, Germany. Logan, you won't be surprised once you hear the story to find out that she's been a gymnast for many years.
A gymnast? Germanist?
Take that. Just tuck it behind your ear, that information.
A Germanist?
A gymnast performing gymnastic feats in a gymnasium.
Ah.
Logan.
What?
She was on her lunch break outside high school, or whatever they call high school in Munich. She noticed a kitten stuck up in a tree. How high, you might ask?
How high?
Over 30 meters high, nearly 100 feet high.
That's pretty high.
It is very high, especially considering she took it upon herself to climb all the way up that tree to that little kitten.
She must have been high as a kite.
She used her gymnastic prowess, her cat-like skills, as it were, to rescue the little kitty. She tucked it into her jacket and brought her down safely. They brought it to a vet, and the vet said she believed it hadn't eaten or drank any liquid in at least 2 days and was dangerously close to perishing. So she saved the kitty's life.
Huh.
She's doing much better. And in even more uplifting news, no one's claimed the cat yet. So Suzette will likely be taking the little kitten home if within the next week or two once she's feeling better.
Well, that's good.
No one does claim the cat.
Some good news right there.
It's wonderful. These are three feel-good stories wrapped into two feel-good stories. So, one is real, one is fake.
That last story seems a little implausible. However, she's German, so I'm not exactly sure where to go with this. I'm just going to go with my gut. The second story is fake.
You are correct.
Yes, there we go.
Davion Johnson, two saves, one day.
Yeah, had me at Germany.
I remember you saying that.
Okay. Well, you know what time it is, folks. Time for Eric to incorrectly guess my stories.
We'll have to talk about that later.
We've already discussed it. So, yeah, two stories. Here we go. You want to hear the real one first or the fake one first? Not that easy.
I want to hear two real stories.
Local from Wilkins, North Carolina, strikes it rich in the most unconventional way. Faith Lodestone of Wilkins, North Carolina.
What's her last name?
Lodestone.
Lodestone. L-O-A-D-S-T-O-N-E?
L-O-D-E-S-T-O-N-E.
Lodestone. Okay.
Of Wilkins, North Carolina, was at her son's basketball game, when she got an urgent call. Not paying it any attention, she sent it to voicemail. Listening to it later, she made a jaw-dropping discovery. Her old middle school friend, keeping her word, was offering Faith a cut of her large inheritance that the girls had made a childless pact over more than 20 years prior.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm aware that I didn't fully pronounce childish.
I didn't
That's
hear.
Right, keeping myself honest. I said childish. Childish. That's how you pronounce it. Childish.
There's a old crooner I really enjoy named Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
good
so
old Mr. Glover.
So Linda Gladstone is at her son's basketball game and sends a number off to voicemail. How much did her friend give her?
Undisclosed.
Wow. So when they were kids, they said, hey, if we ever inherit any money, let's split it?
I guess. It might have been specific to the girl's inheritance. I don't know.
That's pretty special.
I guess.
Wow. Okay. All right. Story number one.
Okay. Story number two. New Zealand man had cockroach living inside his ear for 3 days. Quote, it made me feel physically ill. End quote. Zane Wedding told the New Zealand Herald of the infiltrating insect, which reportedly crept in his ear canal Friday while he was swimming at a pool in Auckland. The Greenpeace worker first felt something was awry after he got home that day and felt as if his ear was clogged. Initially thinking it was water from the pool, Wedding became alarmed after the, quote, water, end quote, continued to move, even when he was sitting still.
Wow. I think they're both either real or they're both fake.
Nightmare
I'm
fuel.
Going both real. No, I know what I'm going. I'm going story number one, fake-a-rooney.
You are correct.
Oh, we both got it this week. How about story number two?
Story number two was real.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's what I guessed.
Yeah.
Good stories.
Thank you.
What else is new? You were talking about your track before.
Yeah.
So you enjoy this?
Yeah.
Great.
It's looking like a good season, and my friends are doing very well as well.
That's great. You guys do squats ever? I've heard squats are important.
On occasion, yeah.
Yeah?
Du temps en temps, as the French would say.
Do you ever work on starts?
Oui.
And for your relays, you ever work on those passy things
hand-offs.
With the little stick?
Handoffs with the baton, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And how about...
Sorry, yawning.
How about those things that, those little blocks that you used to start
blocks.
With, what do you call them?
Blocks.
Starting
yeah.
blocks?
Starting blocks. I haven't used them at all this season.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Sure you have.
No.
No? How
this,
do you start?
Well, I mean, at practice, I just do a 4-point start on the ground.
Really?
Yeah. Or three.
Aren't you
four.
Faster if you use those things? Or they're really difficult
yeah, well,
to use?
No, I used them a lot last year, but I just haven't like gotten back into them yet.
Do they do those with indoor track?
Yeah. Like, I'll probably use them this week for the 55 so I can drop down to a qualifying time.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm close to qualifying without them, so I probably could with them.
Now, I remember my son was showing me a couple years ago, when you start with those
gotta
blocks...
Gotta meet this kid still.
It's kind of like you're falling out of them, right?
Yeah,
it's a,
yeah.
like a controlled fall to start?
Sort of.
So you better not fall start,
you're
right?
Pushing out of them. No, I mean, you won't fall start. You just need to know how to use them or else you'll trip and, like,
yeah.
fall. You'll fall start.
Oh.
Get it?
A lot of Word times play. You've got a buddy standing on them.
Yeah.
If they're that type.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like a buddy system.
More so for outdoor.
Yeah. Right?
All
know, right.
Indoor, too. I dabble.
Well, that's fun.
I dabble.
Yeah.
I have some weekly wisdom before we wrap
really?
Up. Yeah, I was feeling wise.
This is going
to so
appeal to all of
the
old Podcast About Music purists out there.
Yeah.
And you know who you are.
You can write a letter to your future self on futureme.org and choose one you want it emailed to.
Oh, my gosh.
So we could draft one right now and have it sent, like, today? In a couple hours, tomorrow,
can you have it
years?
Sent to someone else in 10 years?
Yeah.
Suppose you just pop their email address in, huh?
Any email address.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. What's it called again?
Futureme.org.
Wow.
I guess that'd be pretty cool if you have a loved one, and then they died, and then you got an email from them. Like,
yeah.
years after, you know.
There's been reports... over the years of people that that record a nice video message
uh-huh.
for their mourners, which is a nice touch, you know?
Yeah, but also kind of, you know...
morbid.
A little strange.
Yeah.
To see. But, you know, that's all I came prepared with.
Yeah, that's great. Do I have to come up with a weekly wisdom now?
No.
I think yours is real, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
I got one for you.
Okay.
If you're, having any trouble cleaning your old pots and pans, check your local grocer or your online delivery service of choice for a product called Barkeeper's Friend.
Ah.
It's really a phenomenal product.
Pretty cool. I'll keep that in mind.
Pretty cool.
Friends
That's
with
right.
a lot of barkeepers. So.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Logan, this has been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun.
We'll have to do it again in another 4 months or so.
Yeah. Maybe like 1 week. We could shoot
sure.
for a week.
Sure. Yeah. I'd like to offer a shout out to our loyal listeners in the US of A, England, Germany, of course.
Oh, yes.
South Korea.
Uh-huh.
Russia.
From Russia, with love.
And
Russia, not Washa, sorry.
All other corners of the earth. We're happy to be back in your living rooms, in your earphones.
In your ears, like that cockroach.
In your vehicles while you drive to your work or the gym or maybe just the local market.
Amen.
Maybe you're out for a stroll. Maybe you've got those fancy ear pods in and you're surfing.
Can I get a yes, Lord?
No. No
Welcome to a podcast about religion. I'm one of your pastors, Logan.
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are. Okay. Well, it's been real.
It's pastor my bedtime.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, yeah, right?
Yep. Enjoy okay. the outcast suggestions, everyone.
Yeah, don't be an outcast and don't make us outcasts and share us to your family and friends.
Logan.
Share us to Ms. Jackson.
Any parting words of wisdom?
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.